The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 17th of August. And joining me here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in her office is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
What a beautiful day out there. We got nice sunshine. We are expecting a tremendous crowd today. I want to encourage people to stop in before we start the drawings at 12:30 for the valuable gift certificates we'll be giving away today. And at 11 o'clock is when Steve Kane and Brian Craig get here. But at 12:30, we're going to draw a $25 gift certificate for Save-A-Lot, a $50 gift certificate for Save-A-Lot. You don't have to be present to win it. However, if you are here, you get the certificate right away. And the grand prize is the $100 gift certificate for Tavolino's Restaurant on Wiles Road in Coral Springs. That you do have to be present to win. But what we're going to do is I'll talk to Steve and Brian. We're probably going to limit how many people we're going to draw because I know we have a lot of entries and we don't want people to spend their entire day here when they could be out doing other things as well. Although we do like them here, it's a tedious process that we don't want you to have to go through. So we'll make up something or we'll come up with something where we limit the amount of people that we do draw, and if they are not here, we'll pick somebody who will win it, and we'll notify them. And the same thing for the $25 and $50 certificate. But I know today, Janet, we wanted to speak about stumping the nutritionist, as we generally like to do on a Friday, because of your wealth of knowledge. And today, you're not going to be here to help people. However, you will be here tomorrow, as you normally are every Saturday, from 1:30 to 5:30. And the best part is starting next Tuesday, we have new expanded hours for you. So people who have not been able to come in and see you will now be able to come in at different days, different hours, to be able to take advantage of your great nutritional service that we offer here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
That free nutrition counseling service, that's a service of Save-A-Lot at no charge to your customers. Very important because a lot of people come in and they sit down and we have a nice conversation and we go over their health situations and their supplements and their diet and all of that. And then they want to know how much it's going to cost them. And they're very, very pleased when they find out it's free.
Which is always nice to hear. But I think the best part is that people appreciate all the effort and time that you give to them to help solve their health challenges and health issues, which I think is most important. So, again, today we are open until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And as I mentioned earlier, Steve Kane and Brian Craig will be here from 11 a.m. until 12:30, and you'll have the opportunity to meet and speak to them right here in Janet's palatial office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Where would you like to start today, Janet?
Well, I have a magazine in front of me, and there is an article in this magazine talking about dehydration hurts concentration. And they're suggesting that when you're struggling to concentrate on something you're working on and you're not getting that focus that you want, I talk all the time about different supplements that you can use to enhance focus. But what this article is saying, that researchers from the Georgia Institute of Technology found that having a glass of water enhanced concentration. So that's they came to that conclusion after an analysis of more than 30 studies about the effects of dehydration. So if there's someone out there or listeners out there have found over time that maybe some project that you're working on, you're having difficulty getting really focused and finished with the project, one of the things to do is to pay attention to the intake of fluid. So it could be a little bit of herb tea, it could be spring water, but dehydration, if you have not taken in enough fluids and you are close to being dehydrated, then that may have a negative impact on your ability to concentrate. And so when I was thinking about talking with regard to this research and this information about dehydration, I was thinking about a lot of times people have very low energy as well. And that low energy combined with the dehydration can be a significant issue, an impairment into your ability to concentrate. And so I was thinking about the hydrogen-infused water that is here at Save-A-Lot. The hydrogen-infused water, people may have done a little bit of reading about it. They might not necessarily even know that there is such a thing as hydrogen-infused water. And what happens with the hydrogen-infused water is you take care of the issue of fatigue, low energy, as well as the hydration. So if you have been dealing with, let's say, something that was monotonous and you're losing your focus, if you have issues, your kids have issues with focus and concentration, it could be as simple as addressing hydration. So come on in, see all the different waters that we have here at Save-A-Lot, and learn a little bit about the hydrogen-infused water.
Well, I know that's been a very popular water, Janet, and just so people know, it is available here. It comes in a very handy package, too. It's a very soft packaging, and it does make it easy for people to take with them wherever they're going. And as you pointed out, this time of the year, it's very critical that people have enough hydration in their body to function properly. If people are not normally accustomed to drinking a pint of water, they may not be drinking enough to get them through an hour here.
True.
Because of the intense heat. So it's most important that people pay attention to how their bodies are, especially in this kind of weather.
Right.
But moving along, though, can you overdo it?
I think it's possible to pretty much overdo anything. And people need to be very well aware that when they're possibly taking in too much water, they also need to address sodium. You know, you're talking about this heat. People lose sodium, and so their sodium-potassium levels get out of the proper ratio range, and that affects their energy, and that, too, also affects their ability to concentrate and focus and think. So it's very interesting because they've done a lot of research with regard to athletes that as little as a 2% reduction in optimum hydration impairs their optimal sports function. So just a little bit off the range and you're not functioning as well as you might if you are properly hydrated and properly mineralized, particularly that ratio of sodium and potassium.
Well, what about the proper amount of food during that period of time as well?
Okay, it's interesting. Certainly, people want to be aware of taking in particularly vegetables. Those vegetables are going to have minerals and trace minerals keeping in mind that if they're taking in spring water, that's going to have a certain profile of minerals. If they have concern that they might not necessarily be able to metabolize all of these all of this water, that the minerals play an incredibly important part. So vegetables, fruits, nuts and seeds, those kinds of things are going to give a very nice broad array of minerals and critically important.
Are there any areas of food that people should stay away from at this time of the year?
Whoa, this is just my own personal opinion that heavy foods tend not to be the best choice during the hottest months of the year. So things that would be hard to digest, meat in particular, that's the category that I believe you should possibly minimize. And when you're minimizing the meats, enhance the vegetables. Vegetables and a little bit of fruit. The minerals and fruit are going to be good for you too.
Now, you're speaking about people that are active and working during the day, or are you speaking about just a normal person who may be retired that's going through the day that maybe looks to barbecue a lunch every day?
Wow. Okay, barbecue, that's a whole...
Open up a whole can of worms.
A can of worms, yes. So keeping in mind that barbecuing particularly your meats and poultry, that kind of thing, that charred situation that people enjoy the taste of, that has some negative aspects to it. So my suggestion is don't barbecue exclusively. You might think about baking, you might think about sautéing, you could do a variety of other approaches to cook your food. And once in a while, if you really enjoy that barbecuing, okay, that's fine. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and we will be right back after these messages.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 17th of August, and we are coming to you from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet Cimarelli and myself. Janet will not be available today as she normally is on Friday. However, she will be here tomorrow, Saturday, from 1:30 to 5 for normal hours. And starting next week, Janet's going to have expanded hours with an additional day that people can come in and seek her advice and information to help improve their health. and are deal with any health challenges.
Are those hours on the website now?
Well, right now they are on the website because the email went out yesterday. And the email tells everybody, providing you do get the email, what your new hours are going to be. And we could discuss them at some point in the near future, but they are available right there at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And we encourage people to visit that website. It is not fully functional to place orders. However, it will be functional in the next couple of months where you can place orders direct from the website. In the meantime, all you have to do is call the store at 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655, and you can place your order right there with one of our staff, headed up by either Sally or Adam or Kyle, and we'll do our best to get it to you the same day you call it in, which means if you live locally and you called an order in today, Friday, you get it tomorrow on Saturday, dealing with you, the United States Post Office. If it's not the post office and you're dealing with UPS, unfortunately, you won't get it tomorrow, but you'll get it either Monday or Tuesday. But normally, you get next day delivery if you live locally here in Florida through the post office. And, John, getting back to the can of worms with the barbecue, I know that I guess people enjoy barbecue as a regular ritual down here in South Florida.
I guess it's really easy because you can be going outside and you're not, particularly in the summer, you're not heating up your kitchen to prepare dinner. So
in the summertime, are there any special considerations that you would be concerned about that people should be on the lookout for?
Nothing's coming to mind. Did you have something in particular?
Not at all.
No? Okay. So the thing is, people are enjoying the very pleasant evenings and going outside to prepare their dinners. And again, you can do the whole dinner out there on your barbecue grill. And so one of the things that I talk to people about is the idea that maybe it doesn't always have to be beef or lamb or pork. Maybe with the right type of grill equipment, you can be preparing your fish, you can be preparing your vegetables, all kinds of things, kind of like a one-spot preparation focus. So my suggestion to people is don't necessarily go with too significantly charred, particularly protein. So beef, chicken, fish, you don't necessarily want to char it. And if you are going to use some kind of special sauces, barbecue sauce, any kind of special accompaniment to your barbecued meal, apply those sauces afterwards because many times those sauces have sugars in them. And when you are barbecuing and there is a sauce with sugar on it, again, the chemical changes that happen with that exposure to heat and ultimately charring the vegetable or the meat or whatever, not necessarily a health benefit. So very important to understand these tiny little details to make it a healthier choice.
Well, words of caution to parents who barbecue for kids. I think most kids like hamburgers and hot dogs. That seems to be the tradition that people go with, barbecuing this time of the year. I know that it's tough to say no to kids, and many parents that are barbecuing those hamburgers and hot dogs for kids may have had the pleasure of having them, let's say, eaten those items when they were younger. So I guess they've passed along a certain amount of history to the kids by eating the same kind of foods or serving them the same kind of foods that they had. Would you recommend any caution in some areas of these particular food products, Janet?
Well, it's interesting because one of the things that I've noticed, I've been watching a particular television show with medical aspect to it, and the people, the patients who seek physicians' help on this show, I take a look at their kind of background, the stresses that they're dealing with, and the type of diet that they are having on a regular basis. And I start talking to myself or to the television and say, well, maybe if they could have a consultation with a nutritionist, maybe if they learned about what they're eating and the impact of what they're having on a regular basis, has that impact has on the particular health issues and challenges that they're dealing with and they're seeking medical help for, if they knew about the dangers associated with their food choices, they wouldn't necessarily have to be dealing with these terrible issues. And so, number one, hydration, and it's particularly important for the kids, making sure that the kids have enough to drink and that it isn't soda, high fructose corn syrup. Now, a lot of the different soda manufacturers have moved into regular sugar, not the high fructose corn syrup, because we have determined that, yes, indeed, the high fructose corn syrup is metabolized differently and is more difficult for your body to handle than regular sugar. And so you want to make sure that the kids have something nice to drink. So how about some of the herb teas that are out there? They have raspberry tea. They have apple tea. They have green tea with different flavors. And so those are very tasty choices, iced and possibly sweetened with local raw honey, or possibly sweetened with raw cane sugar, organically grown cane sugar crystals. That is pleasing for the kids and not a difficult thing for their immune systems and their bodies to handle. Then, okay, well, maybe in addition to the hamburger that they're going to have from the grill, maybe they're going to have a little bit of lettuce on that, a little bit of tomato, maybe some different greens, maybe a salad on the side. So important for you to enhance the options of health-supporting food choices when you're giving the kids a treat of a barbecued hamburger.
How important do you think it is to give kids digestive enzymes and probiotics?
Crucially important, again, because of the types of things we're exposed to in our daily food intake. Not everybody has a significant amount of vegetables and vegetables that are relatively easy to digest. So for kids, maybe they're eating in a hurry. Maybe they're running around and they've had some sugar. Maybe they're having some dairy products and some wheat products. All of those things may interfere with their ability to digest food. So there are fabulous digestive products here at Save-A-Lot for Kids, fabulous probiotics. Those probiotics are going to enhance how their immune system works in addition to how their digestive system works.
Well, I think we have a good answer for digestive enzymes and probiotics. We have here today in the store Mr. Jeff Owen, and he is giving away samples as we speak of the great products that are sold through Enzymedica Company. And I personally do use some of their products, and I think, Janet, you probably use several yourself.
Absolutely.
And
really super high quality digestive enzymes and particular focused products to meet every individual's need.
I think that's the key issue right there, is to meet everybody's individual needs, because their wide variety of digestive enzymes encompasses many different areas of distress in the body when it comes to digesting the types of food that you're putting into your body. If you don't absorb what you're putting into your body, there is no use in taking them. You're wasting your money. So Jeff Owen can help you decide which of those products would be best for you. So please feel free to stop in, speak with Jeff. He's here right now, and he'll be here for at least another several hours. And I think it's important that you take advantage of his wealth of knowledge to determine which one is best for you. And again, he's going to be more than happy to give you free samples of those particular products.
And very important for people to know that Dr. Michael Murray, that might be a very familiar name to listeners to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Dr. Michael Murray has been a researcher and a spokesperson for this industry for years, an author of a number of very informative and important books for
at least 25.
Yeah. for people who want to enhance their knowledge of exactly why a particular substance is going to be beneficial for them. And so Dr. Michael Murray is working with Enzymedica at this point and working with them to develop new products for, again, specific individuals needs and enhance the kind of products and enhance how they work. So Jeff Owen is here with the samples and lots of answers to your digestive system questions, and he has certainly been in conversation with Dr. Michael Murray with regard to the specific products associated with enhancing your digestion, those products from Enzymedica.
I know we've had him on our radio show over the years many times, Janet, and he is a wealth of knowledge, and he believes in the research because he practices what he preaches.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the important thing. When he associates himself with a company like Enzymedica, he knows that whatever he's talking about is going to be very effective and be most beneficial to those people that are using those particular products. As Jeff Owen's going to be able to determine today by giving you samples of the Enzymedica products. If you've heard the Steve Kane show, Jeff is on there every Tuesday and Thursday morning talking about different issues of digestion. And he can best explain some of those issues face-to-face today while he's here.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. It's a very special day today, and we will give you lots more information about what's to come at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned. More to come. Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save a Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food,
Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 17th of August, and we are expecting a big crowd here today because at 11 o'clock, when the show ends, Steve Kane and Brian Craig will be here to meet and greet everybody who has listened to their show over many, many years. And again, Steve has the distinction of being the radio host with the longest active radio show in the South Florida market, which I think is 40-some-odd years. So he's to be congratulated for that because people continue to listen. They have some great information. And now you can get an opportunity to meet and speak with Steve and Brian and see what they're really like. And they'll be here from 11 a.m. until 12:30 when we have the drawing for three very special gift certificates, a $25 gift certificate for Save-A-Lot, a $50 gift certificate for Save-A-Lot, and a $100 gift certificate for the Tavolino's Italian restaurant on Wiles Road in Coral Springs.
Okay, now, have you eaten at Tavolino's?
I have.
Okay.
Many times.
And many times. And do you have a favorite dish that you order at Tavolino's, or you've explored their entire menu?
Well, I try and explore everything that's available, Janet.
All right.
I do happen to like pasta with whatever I order, though. That's definitely my favorite. And it just so happens that one of the people who play in the restaurant, entertain on the weekends, is Tony Nicolosi.
Okay.
And just to give you some idea, Tony and I go back a long time. And
okay.
I'll tell you how far back.
How far back is that, Al?
At the Diplomat Hotel for my 40th birthday. And my daughter Wendy's 16th birthday, we had a big celebration. And he and his band were the band of my choice to play at that special affair.
Okay.
So you're talking almost 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. But he's a great musician and a great talent. In fact, on August 5th of 2010, when I opened the new Tunney's store on Coral Ridge Drive.
Yes.
He was the musician who played in the store that day to welcome people.
Okay.
So
all right.
People have a history of him.
All right. And he is at Tavolino's on weekend evenings?
I'm not sure what day because they fluctuate the entertainment.
Okay.
But I would definitely make a recommendation that people who go there for the entertainment go to listen to Tony.
All right. And so with this beautiful background music, what is your go-to choice on the menu at Tavolino's?
Well, it's always fish is number one.
Okay.
That's my go-to choice, always.
And so you can rely on the fact that they have fabulous fish choices.
No question about it, always.
And then some pasta.
And the pasta. You got to have the pasta.
All right. Okay.
And there's always a special dessert. I leave that up to Paula.
Paula's
the dessert picker.
Okay. So someone, they have to be here in the store for the Tavolino drawing. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, but then there are gift certificates for Save-A-Lot.
Well, those two, they don't have to be here for.
Okay.
We'll draw the names, and if they're not here, we'll call them on the phone, because every raffle ticket has the name and the phone number of the person who entered it.
Okay.
And I would recommend that people that are shopping here in the store now go to customer service and fill out the raffle tickets so you can be entered for the drawing that's going to take place at 12:30 today.
Okay. So very, very nice. And people can walk in and still continue to enter into the raffle, and they can enter the raffle more than one time.
We draw it.
Okay.
They can enter three times if they want.
All right.
There's no restrictions. We're very fair.
Okay.
and people should take advantage of it.
Fun time. So,
without a doubt.
Take advantage of all of these great prizes to be drawn today at Save a Lot, and take advantage of these incredible prices. So the inventory here at Save a Lot is astonishing. You have so many different companies, all of the nationally known brands, and the prices for these nationally known brands, I tell people, they're jaw-dropping.
That is so true, Janet. If we could take a minute, I'm not sure, I'm having a little difficulty with my computer here, but if we can just review your new hours to give people a heads up.
Okay.
I think they would be most appreciative if that's possible, unless we postpone it until the next segment.
All right. Well, starting on the 21st, that's a Tuesday, next Tuesday, my hours will be 12 to 5. They had been 12 to 4. Now, Tuesday, the 21st of August, my new hours, 12 to 5. And then on Thursday, when I had not been here at Save a Lot, my new hours, Thursday the 23rd, 11 to 2. And Friday, 2 to 6. And Saturday, 12:30 to 5:30. So new hours, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And they can always call the store, 754-307-1655, and determine what my hours are for that day or when they are thinking about making the trip into Save-A-Lot.
No question about that. And also, we do post it right at customer service. So people can look up at the chalkboard above customer service and take a picture with their own smartphone or whatever device they use, and always have a picture of what your hours are to make it more convenient. And as you pointed out, you can always call the store.
Right. And very important for our listeners to know that today, my usual day in the store at Save-A-Lot, I will not be here. A special family event happening, and so I will not be here. I'll be here for the drawing, and then after the drawings, I will be on my way. I will be in the store tomorrow from 1:30 to 5:30. Okay.
All right, so getting back to stumping the nutritionist.
Yes. Okay.
We covered a few topics already, and I think another important topic, we spoke about the enzymes and we spoke about the probiotics. When people are faced with different issues of digestion, they turn to probiotics and they turn to enzymes as the major feature. But shouldn't they be looking at some of the foods they're eating that may cause those situations, Janet?
For sure, because so many times, first of all, there's some confusion about the particular supplements that they're choosing. So many times they may have a mistaken idea that the probiotic they're taking should be helping with indigestion, heartburn, reflux, that kind of thing. In a very indirect way, it may be helpful, but what you absolutely need to focus on if you're dealing with upper digestive system issues is the right digestive enzyme. And as you mentioned, Al, Jeff Owen from Enzyme. Symptoms. So, in my opinion, it's very important to take both a digestive enzyme and a probiotic. And that way you are addressing supporting enhanced function of your digestive system, as well your upper digestive system, as well as your lower digestive system, your small intestine and colon. Critically important to be maintaining the upper digestive system, that things are properly broken down, digested as they are traveling to your lower digestive tract. And then with the lower digestive tract chemistry that you are supporting when you're using the correct probiotic for you, that has the ability to minimize any kind of issue with constipation, stomach pain, a variety of different lower digestive situations. And the other aspect of this to keep in mind is you don't necessarily need to wait until you're using an antibiotic or wait until you have a problem to use the probiotic. A lot of people think, well, I only need a probiotic if I'm taking a digestive enzyme. I only need a probiotic if I'm taking an antibiotic. The truth of the matter is we need those probiotics to establish that proper chemistry in your gut, in your small intestine, and in your colon. So number one, you absorb the nutrients that have been properly broken down in your upper digestive system. But the proper chemistry in your gut affects so many different functions across the board with regard to your health and well-being. Your immune system, that is the your gut chemistry is relying on, is necessary in order to have your immune response be quality probiotic. And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. When we come back, I'll tell you the rest of the things that you need to be aware of so that you maintain your digestive system and as that affects your entire body. Stay tuned, more to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP. Everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Sorry about that. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 17th of August, and we are awaiting the arrival momentarily of Mr. Steve Kane and Mr. Brian Craig, and they will be here for the next hour and a half meeting and speaking to people who have been their followers for many, many years here in the South Florida marketplace of AM radio, which again is broadcast on the same station you're listening to right now. And I know Steve is on from 6 to 9 in the morning every day, and they do the overnight broadcast as well. And they will be drawing some valuable prizes at 12:30 today. We have a $25 gift certificate and a $50 gift certificate for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And for that particular one, you don't have to be present to win. As long as you have your name and phone number on the raffle ticket, you'll be eligible to win that those two certificates. The $100 one, which is drawn at 12:30 also, you must be present to win. And we're going to speak to Steve and Brian because we only have a certain amount of time, and we'll determine how many people will be drawn to that final winner. And at some point, if people are not available to be here, we will make a determination by calling out the next person who will be eligible to win the certificate, even if they're not here. But again, stay tuned, and we will make the announcements and keep you well abreast and well posted. And we look forward to their arrival. Janet Cimarelli, as she pointed out, is unavailable today, as she normally is. However, she will be here tomorrow, Saturday, from 1:30 to 5:30, and her new hours will be starting next Tuesday. And they are available at customer service, so please feel free to stop over to customer service, look up at the schedule starting next Tuesday, take a picture of it, and always have it available for your reference as to when you'd like to come in and see Janet to be able to help you with any issues that you may have in the area of good health and maintaining good health. And I think, as you pointed out, Janet, there are so many different areas that people have to be concerned about when it comes to good health. We could talk about all different issues, like we've spoken about digestive enzymes, probiotics. One of the major issues I think that we face here at Save-A-Lot, the clientele, because most of them are over 40, I think one issue is called pain. And they seem to have a difficult time trying to get the right supplements or the right formulas to help alleviate pain based upon a condition they may have. And would you venture to say that it all comes down to the one word, inflammation?
For sure. And there are different blood tests that people can rely on to evaluate the level of inflammation that they're dealing with. Ultra-sensitive C-reactive protein, fibrinogen are examples of that. And we have some absolutely super efficient approaches, different products for people to use to minimize the effect or the impact that pain may have on their day-to-day routine. And it also is important for people to understand that their food choices have an impact on how intense the inflammatory response in their bodies might be. Okay, so that inflammatory response to sugar is very, very significant, very high. So to be most aware of where you are getting sugar in your diet, and some of the most concentrated sources of sugar, soda, the equivalent of about 10 teaspoons of sugar in 12 ounces of the most commonly ordered sodas. So be very aware that maybe if you want the taste of that soda, have a sip, but then have a water. Very important to understand that sugar does have a negative impact on the level of pain.
Well, I think that seems to be a critical issue with most people, sugar. And would you venture to say that over the years, with your experience on it, you have found ways to help stop the craving for sugar? I know in the things that I read, magnesium can play an important role. in helping stop the craving for sugar.
It's interesting because they have determined that a magnesium deficiency is associated with a more intense craving for sugar, possibly digestive enzymes, possibly balancing your trace minerals. And I'm thinking most particularly of chromium, vanadium, selenium. Those would be very important. Very important as well to make sure that you have the sufficient profile of B vitamins. You're not going to be able to absorb those B vitamins if you're not taking your preferred choice of probiotics. So there's so many interconnections, and people may be thinking, okay, well, I'm doing the right thing, and they may be doing part of the right thing, but there might be a really important missing link.
Well, the missing link, I guess, is where you come into play the role of putting the pieces together, because you evaluate blood work.
Right.
And blood work can give you a determining factor as to what the problem really is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, feedback from the client or the patient will help you determine the area that you want to move to based upon what they're feeling.
And that's really important, the feedback, and to let people know that, yes, indeed, I welcome return visits for the feedback. And again, there's no charge for these nutrition visits. And when people come back and say, well, this didn't work for me, I have options. There is a variety of different choices that people can determine what works for them. Very important to understand that not every item that I talk about actually has the desired response for everyone. Come back and we will reevaluate what the situation is and go with some other choices. The other part of this is, yes, indeed, your digestive enzymes play a role, your probiotics play a role, the status of your sleep, the status of stress, on and on and on. There are so many different aspects to evaluate. And so in doing that evaluation, we can make a determination of the best approach for you in order to overcome the issue. Now, you talked about pain. There is a test that I absolutely find extremely valuable, and it is the SpectraCell micronutrient test. It'll tell me if you are deficient in certain minerals, trace minerals. The minerals are so important for people. And unfortunately, if they don't have a diverse diet with a lot of vegetables, raw nuts and seeds, different high-quality nutrients, they may very well be deficient in certain things.
Now, that's administered at Dr. Slavin's office?
Yes, indeed. Yes. So
they can call for the blood work to be, well, not the blood work, but the testing.
Well, it is a blood test, the SpectraCell micronutrient test is one of a variety of very informative testing procedures that Dr. Slavin has available.
Yeah, and I know his phone number because I'm a patient there is 954-748-4991. Again, 954-748-4991. I know his office is closed today. He's only open Monday through Thursday, but the hours that he's there on Monday through Thursday are very long. So I know that he sees people right up until 7 o'clock at night,
right.
Monday through Thursday. And I know that you have occasion, Janet, to be the yourself to help people that are part of his complement of patients as well as what goes on here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Now, based upon the pain factor, though, you have a wide variety of different products to choose from. And I think that people have to understand that if one product doesn't work within 30 to 60 days, that there are other choices that people can make. It's not something that is hard and fast, so to speak, where a prescription a doctor gives you said, this is what you have to use, and this is the only thing I'm going to recommend.
And people need to understand that sometimes certain prescription medications that they would expect a certain response to, unfortunately, they might not get that response. So they're willing to acknowledge with their physician, okay, I might need a different prescription. And the same holds true here at Save-A-Lot. Certain nutrients might not necessarily be the solution to a problem for everyone. So for pain, CV Sciences, CBD oil.
Right.
People give me feedback about the pain relief that is very, very quick and very comprehensive. It addresses their pain when sometimes prescription pain medications haven't done the job.
No question about that. And it seems to be, to me anyway, as a businessman, that the CV Sciences products have grown dramatically because of the beneficial uses that people have found. To me, it's really an eye-opener because it's a line we've had since the company came out, and they are a public company. So you can look up their stock prices on the exchange under CV Sciences, which is, again, the only brand that we look to promote here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center discount store here in Margate.
And that music means we are out of time. You've been tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, here with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us momentarily, Steve Kane, Brian Craig, and a drawing here for incredibly wonderful prizes. We will be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.